Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited. Thank you for joining us today. We know how busy some of you are, so it's a pleasure to have you be a part of the program. This is Courage to Live Your Dream. I am the host, and I am so excited. I have someone, oh my gosh, this lady, she is a regular spitfire. And I say that because, well, I won't tell you her exact age, but let's just say that she has a lot of wisdom that she has accumulated, and she is willing to share that with you. She's into health and wellness. She just got on this board in Colorado on age-wise. The girl is a wonder, and I have been thrilled to be her friend and to pick up some nuggets from her as she spreads them around. So I hope that you have your pen or pencil, paper. Get ready, because she's going to share some stuff with you today. So please welcome none other than Marla Kapal. Marla.
Hey, thank you, LaWanna. It's been so fun since I've met you. We've had some good laughs. So I'm going to just take off and share what I typically share, but just to give everybody a little summary. I've done a lot of things in my lifetime, but one that has really intrigued me a lot for the many, many years is my brain care. So I call myself a brain care advocate. And I actually, in 2012, I had two head injuries that everybody said, oh, they're not head injuries. They're just, you didn't pass out. So they're not a concussion. And I said, well, that's just fine, but I'm a professional. I'm teaching other professionals, and I'm finding that I don't have some of the resiliency that I used to have in that position, you know, where you have to think on your feet. And when you're thinking on your feet 5 minutes later, that's just not a good thing. So I chose to leave and reinvent myself. And I actually learned to do low energy neurofeedback. Learned about the brain, healed myself and others, but realized at heart, I'm not a practitioner. At heart, I like to spread the word. I like to spread good news. Mm-hmm. And so what was fascinating is the universe set me up with a technology after I closed my practice, set me up with a technology that was so simple, anybody can use it. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to study. You don't have to pay lots of money. And what is important to know about the brain is that it runs everything. It's our, call it our breaker box, our major unit, whatever. But your heart doesn't work. Your lungs don't work. Your kidney doesn't work unless it's getting messaging from the brain. And so what we have in the middle of our brain is the top of the brain stem is the midbrain, and then from there goes the spine. And you have your central nervous system, which runs all of your organs, and you have your peripheral nervous system, which tells your muscles and your skeleton how to flow, how to operate. So, you know, when people are running around saying they're a klutz, all that means is they're not a klutz, but the muscles and the bones are not coordinated for whatever particular function they were trying to do. So I like to dispel myths like, oh, I'm not coordinated. Oh, I'm not this. It's like, nope, you are. You got it in you, but you have to find it. You have to trigger it. So I'm going to leave that piece right here. And then I'm going to talk about what I'm going to share with you that does all these wonderful things for your body and your brain. But I want to give you the background of the story. In the man's name is Jay Dhaliwal. And when he was 14, his mom got MS. And he took care of her because she was pretty much in a wheelchair immediately. And he had to take care of her before school, after school, and he'd come home during lunch. So he was the oldest child. And he just resented the fact that nobody could get his mother well, that she had to be on a lot of medications, and that their life just wasn't what they wanted with this wonderful woman. So we'll fast forward. He made a commitment to his God and said, I'm going to find a solution for my mama. Fast forward to age 38, he'd invested enough money to have $4.5 million of his own money to invest in 6 years of research to come up with something that is so profound, it's changing neuroscience. And basically what he came up with was a pattern that talks to the midbrain that allows you to optimize the function of your body and your health. Now, optimized function is not a term we typically use when we talk about our bodies. But people accept that when they are getting older, that things just disappear on them, their ability to be coordinated, their ability to pick up their feet and walk. People are expecting pain. It's like they're culturized to say, well, old is old. And I guess this is what I get. And I'm one of those people that says, no way, I'm not accepting it. but you know, I'm jumping around a little bit. But at the point in time, I met a friend of mine who was using this product. It's called Neurotechnology. I was a huge fall risk. I had been tentatively stepping off of curbs and down steps for about 3 years. I didn't have neuropathy, but I had really bad ankles and bad legs. And I don't think my age. So it was very disappointing to have my body giving me a different message. I didn't like that. It really irritated me a lot. And so when she showed me these, I thought, oh yeah, sure, fine. And I forgot about it for a while. And then it was to the point where I needed to go to a surgeon and either get something corrected. And I went to bed one night and I prayed and I said, what's my other ask? Do I have other options? I woke up the next morning and the message that came across my brain, just like a neon sign would, it said socks. One word, socks. Well, see, the product this lady had showed me was a sock like this. And you see this pattern across here? This pattern actually talks to my midbrain. And if I could do a balance test on any of you now, I could show you how unbalanced you are. I could put this sock on you and you would not move. You would be very, very stable. So all the brain ever needs is good electrical communication to give us our optimized function. So why do we lose function? Well, we lose function because we've had head injuries we've forgotten about. We've fallen. You know, when you jar this up here, if anybody ever thinks about it, this is a hard skull. Did you ever think about this, Luana? And then what you have inside it is jello. Okay. So when you're in a car accident and you hit this part of your head, well, the jello sloshes to the back. Well, guess what? You have 2 points of injury. Now, they could be major, they could be minor, but the point is, your electrical system, after getting shaken up like that, either gets overactive or underactive. And so many people go spend a few thousand dollars on neurofeedback treatments, and sometimes that's 30 or 40 sessions to get this done, to get things back into electrical circuitry. Now you can put on a $45 pair of socks and get the same thing. So if you don't know about your brain, that's fine. But if you do know that you are an electrical system, that this is your master house, your master switch is up here, then whether you understand how it works or not is not the point. You just put this on and you try it out. So what's fascinating is when people put this on, they notice homeostasis within 7 seconds. And we demonstrate that with balance. Homeostasis means everything's coming into a line, goes, oh yeah, I should be working. I should be doing this. I should be giving communication. And so it helps the body optimize its function. It works in a different time space for people to see what changes they might get. But I will talk about one that is very, we have a lot of evidence and research on this. We have a 94% pain reduction with people with diabetic neuropathy. And so people say, well, how does that work? Well, really, I just usually, if I'm at a trade show, I'll set somebody on an insole that also has a pattern. And I'll tell you how these patterns work in just a minute. But the pattern, I sit them down for about 5 minutes and they'll tell me a couple of things. They say, ooh, my feet are feeling warm. I say, good. So what else do you notice? And they go, my leg tickles. I go, yes, it does, because that's the blood flow moving. So a lot of neuropathy is that the nerve endings have stopped communicating to your vascular system. So when this brings the intelligence of your body back, now your blood says, oh, I'm supposed to be moving, and it moves. And so when you get your circulation back, you walk better. So most people with neuropathy, because something's disconnected up here, they shuffle because they want to stay connected. They feel safer if their feet feel connected. What I notice naturally is the minute people get this technology on, they start picking their feet up again. They're not shuffling. So you know anybody who'd kind of like to have that happen for them, Luana?
Well, I would just thinking, I've been noticing here lately, I've been doing some shuffling.
So
maybe I better try this out.
Yeah. So what I realize is, because I was talking to a doctor friend of mine the other day, is that kids, none of us ever got any education about how our bodies worked so that we truly could provide self-care. We know about massages and mani-pedis, and we know about all the feeling good stuff. Mm-hmm. But we don't know how to come into our body like it's a car and change the oil, add the transmission fluid, change the tires, do that kind of stuff. And we got to do that sometimes. And that's what this sock or this insole allows everybody to do. So let me give you a little bit of the science of this pattern. People say, well, what's in it? Nothing. It's thread. It's a pattern. Why the pattern? Well, the research shows that when that pattern touches your skin, so in this particular case, the ball of the foot, it communicates to here. How? Our skin recognizes light, dark patterns. So this pattern is actually a code. It's a brain code. And then there are other parts of our body, like the our arm right here. I can put a patch on it, a harmony patch, and get the same thing that the socks and the insoles get. So I can put this patch on it. And I think if I hold it up here, maybe you can see a pattern. It's like, it looks like a thumbprint. But it's kind of tough for me to show it to you. But so if you have people who don't wear socks or don't wear insoles, I have an option for them. But let's talk about scientists. You know, they didn't buy into this right away. They actually laughed at the owner. They kicked him out of their offices because he had this product invented in 2010. But they were just laughing him out of the place. And then he finally found the top neuroscientist in the U.S. that teaches neurology and neuroscience to doctors. And this man said, oh, this technology will change neuroscience for the next 100 years. And he has written 8 neuroscience textbooks. And so he wrote a chapter on this technology alone for each of those books and updated all those books. And that's a pretty expensive process. And then the other man who really helped him launch it, his name is Dr. Mark DeBrincat. Dr. Mark had recovered himself from an auto accident with a semi truck. So this is a few years ago, but it took him 17 years from the time of the accident, 8 surgeries, lots of drugs, living in a wheelchair to get himself fully operational. So he understood the brain. He did neurofeedback. He tried everything that was on the common market. So when he saw this product and tested it on himself, you can imagine what he thought, how this could have helped him years before. He was on board within a day. He was on a plane to see the owner of the company and take over their scientific research project. So it's just one of those feel good stories.
You said he was in a wheelchair. Was he, I know he wasn't able to go back to where he was before, but could he do some?
It split his pelvis. Mm. So he had a permanent TENS unit implanted in his body. And that's what finally, I think, helped him get out of the chair. But actually, the man mountain bikes, skis, snowboards, hikes now.
Isn't that something?
And he's actually a friend of mine. He lives just north of me here. And just a delightful person who he showed us how this works. So let's go back to this. It's a miracle that we have it. Jay's mom has upper body function, something she hadn't had for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And she's works with physical therapists all the time because he invests in her. She's probably in her 60s. And so maybe early 60s. But so she's seeing benefits. But I have a testimony page on Facebook. So if anybody gets a hold of me and wants to get onto that, I'll show them how. And you can search anything. It's not a cure. What it is, though, it's an optimizer of brain function. Mm-hmm. And so if people have pain, if they have disabilities, it just brings an additional level of comfort. Energy and stamina is something people want. Now, I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. My breakfast is done by 5:30, and I'm working by 7. And I usually am working through till about 8 o'clock at night, not always as upbeat as I am earlier in the day, but I'm 73. And so I know that if I didn't have this product, and I've worn this product now since 2017, I would not be running at the energy level that I do now. Mm.
The lady runs too.
I know how to pace myself now. I mean, I definitely am not 35 or 40 anymore, where you just take it all on until you're exhausted, you get a nice sleep, and then you're ready to go again. Mm. I do have to pace, but and I will take a nap every day. It's on the schedule. But this is how I don't fall. See, I have a double hip replacement and a knee replacement. I can't afford to fall and break anything.
Oh my goodness.
So now you know why I lived in the level of fear I lived in. And I am not a person who knows fear. I usually can skip by that. But when you find yourself living in fear, limiting your behavior. So think of all the grandparents that can't crawl around on the floor with their grandkids. Think of people that want to do sports and they can't. So I'm going to say one more thing here. Anybody who wants better sports performance, they get more efficiency of force. So there's a lot of people, they'll work out. Like if I had dumbbells here, I could have somebody do dumbbells until they got tired. Mm-hmm. I could stand them on the insoles and they could immediately do 1/3 to 1/2 more. So recovery is the other thing. So we have pain management. We have good recovery because your body can just snap back more. It doesn't have to have all these painful recovery processes. And so athletes who use these products absolutely find that they love their enhanced times, their enhanced coordination. You know, they work and work and work and they hit a plateau. If they're wearing this technology, they'll cross that plateau.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, you know, it's always so, I think we're coming close to our time. But if people want to get a hold of me, my name is in the bottom corner there. So it's K-O-U-P-A-L. It's Kopal, like if I said Pope Paul. It's Kopal. And should I do a website or an email?
Yeah, you can do both.
So my website is marla.voxxlife.com. That's marla.voxlife.com. And then if you want to get a hold of me on email, it's just marla.vibrancy@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's wonderful. There's hope for me.
Yeah, you know, there's hope for everyone. You know, I have one fun story I'm going to share because there's just so many and I don't think I put anybody in but my story. I have a friend, she's a physical therapist and her mom was in her 90s and her mom was shuffling. And shuffling is also a sign of, you know, it's what happens when you get into some of the mental challenges of the brain too, because it stops telling the body to function well. So she bought little insoles and put them in every one of her mom's shoes. And the nurses started calling her, go, oh man, you gotta see your mom. She's scooting around the house. And it took 3 weeks. And then the mom was absolutely back to dressing herself and remembering that it was Saturday and waiting for her at the door on Saturday to go to breakfast with her daughter. The daughter went every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But the third week she was wearing those insoles, she was ready on her own. The nurses were surprised she was already dressed and she was waiting at the door.
Well, and I'm going to have to try these because I still like to wear high heels.
Oh, you know? Girl, I gave those up when I was 40.
And it's something I am concerned about because I am getting up there and I think, oh my gosh, if I fall. But, you know, I can't help it. I still like wearing heels and I still have them. So.
My ankles would, I would crash and burn because my ankles, I abused them skiing and sailing and water skiing, and I couldn't wear a pair of heels if I tried. You could say, I'll give you $1 million to wear a pair of heels, and as much as I'd want to do it, I can't.
Well, so far, so good. But as I said, I have noticed I'm doing a little bit of shuffling, so I might have to start looking at something else.
Yeah, well, you're perfect for the patch.
But I definitely want to give this a try, okay?
Yeah.
And see what happens because, as you know, when you're pushing something, you should know all about it. And the best way to know it and the best way for me to make sure people contact you is to be able to say, hey, I've done it and it works and I believe it.
It is so fun to see people get a twinkle back in their eye. Oh, I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to throw this in. I used to do trade shows before COVID, but if anybody was walking by on a walker and you know where they're all stooped over, well, one of the things that goes when the midbrain isn't talking is your posture goes because it doesn't know it's supposed to be straight up. It's like the radar is gone. The gyroscope isn't talking to the body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always stand them on an insole. And they're looking down here at me at my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And within 7 seconds, they're looking me in my eyeballs. That was just to see their face. The miracle was always so delightful to see.
Oh, I bet. It has to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think what science can do today versus yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a gift. I mean, the owner of this company, we have a mission to help 1 billion people reach their wellness potential. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is not a company, anybody can sell this product, but this is not a company that you work with unless you love this product. because you won't get it. Mm-hmm. It's got value in giving people their life back. It's just like, when you see my enthusiasm now, mm-hmm. I can tell you that I will wear this. I plan on being here past 100. So I'm wearing this stuff for another 30 years. So,
hey girl, I'm going to be here for 120. So you might as well be here with me.
Okay. Well then let's go. All right. Let's go.
And you know, today, so many of us are living longer, and I can't speak for everyone, but I don't plan on sitting in my chair thinking about yesterday.
Right.
Well, you know, I want to live my life to the fullest every single day that the Lord blessed me to be here.
Yes. You know, I think there is something called successful aging. Now, people laugh at me. Mm-hmm. Well, we know aging happens. I'm not talking about we're all, you know, going to find the fountain of youth. I'm talking mm-hmm. about successful aging. Is staying at the optimum function that we can mm-hmm. so that we don't have to keep giving things up. Mm-hmm. We might slow down our pace, but what the heck is wrong with having it all until just one day, boom, out the door?
Yeah. Well, I never thought of it as successful aging, but I do believe in aging gracefully and to continue being able to do the things that you've always done. I haven't let anything stop me, and I'm right there with you age-wise.
So, yeah.
You know, I am not slowing down, and I'm hoping no one else does either. And especially since we have products like you're sharing with us today that can help us. So listen, if you're having any of the symptoms that she was talking about today, please get in contact with her and try these things out. Give them your contact information once more before we close out.
Sure. The website is marla.voxlife, VOXXLIFE.com. And my email is marla.vibrancy@gmail.com. And my phone number, if anybody wants to call, I'm in Colorado, is 719-964-2268.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming on today. I really appreciate the fact that you took the time and trouble to share with us. And all of you, we thank you for being a part of the program today. And I do pray that you will take advantage of what she has to offer. I certainly am. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to do it now because I don't want to be looking down. I want to continue with my head up.
Yeah.
Marching out that door with my high heels on.
Little sashay won't hurt either.
There you go. This is Courage to Live Your Dreams. And our program is all about helping you. We have guests who come on, share the things that they've done. And sometimes they tell us about the troubles they had getting to the point that they are. And we hope that each time you get something out of it, so that you too will step out on your own. If you got a dream, don't be afraid to live it. There's always someone who can help you. You just have to ask for it. All right? That's the key. Ask for help. And be careful of who you surround yourself with. So until the next time, as I always tell everyone every single week, please stay safe and always keep the faith. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited. Thank you for joining us today. We know how busy some of you are, so it's a pleasure to have you be a part of the program. This is Courage to Live Your Dream. I am the host, and I am so excited. I have someone, oh my gosh, this lady, she is a regular spitfire. And I say that because, well, I won't tell you her exact age, but let's just say that she has a lot of wisdom that she has accumulated, and she is willing to share that with you. She's into health and wellness. She just got on this board in Colorado on age-wise. The girl is a wonder, and I have been thrilled to be her friend and to pick up some nuggets from her as she spreads them around. So I hope that you have your pen or pencil, paper, get ready because she's going to share some stuff with you today. So please welcome none other than Marla Kapal. Marla.
Hey, thank you, LaWanna. It's been so fun since I've met you. We've had some good laughs. So I'm going to just take off and share what I typically share, but just to give everybody a little summary, I've done a lot of things in my lifetime, but one that has really intrigued me a lot for the many, many years is my brain care. So I call myself a brain care advocate, and I actually, in 2012, I had two head injuries that everybody said, oh, they're not head injuries. They're just, you didn't pass out. So they're not a concussion. And I said, well, that's just fine, but I'm a professional. I'm teaching other professionals and I'm finding that I don't have some of the resiliency that I used to have in that position, you know, where you gotta think on your feet. And when you're thinking on your feet 5 minutes later, that's just not a good thing. So I chose to leave and reinvent myself. And I actually learned to do low energy neurofeedback, learned about the brain, healed myself and others, but realized at heart, I'm not a practitioner. At heart, I like to spread the word. I like to spread good news. Mm-hmm. And so what was fascinating is the universe set me up with a technology after I closed my practice, set me up with a technology that was so simple, anybody can use it. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to study. You don't have to pay lots of money. And what is important to know about the brain is that it runs everything. It's our, call it our breaker box, our major unit, whatever. But your heart doesn't work. Your lungs don't work. Your kidney doesn't work unless it's getting messaging from the brain. And so what we have in the middle of our brain is the top of the brain stem is the midbrain. And then from there goes the spine. And you have your central nervous system, which runs all of your organs. And you have your peripheral nervous system, which tells your muscles and your skeleton how to flow, how to operate. So, you know, when people are running around saying they're a klutz, all that means is they're not a klutz, but the muscles and the bones are not coordinated for whatever particular function they were trying to do. So I like to dispel myths like, oh, I'm not coordinated. Oh, I'm not this. It's like, nope, you are. You got it in you, but you have to find it. You have to trigger it. So I'm going to leave that piece right here. And then I'm going to talk about what I'm going to share with you that does all these wonderful things for your body and your brain. But I want to give you the background of the story. In the man's name is Jay Dhaliwal. And when he was 14, his mom got MS and he took care of her because she was pretty much in a wheelchair immediately. And he had to take care of her before school, after school, and he'd come home during lunch. So he was the oldest child. And he just resented the fact that nobody could get his mother well, that she had to be on a lot of medications, and that their life just wasn't what they wanted with this wonderful woman. So we'll fast forward. He made a commitment to his God and said, I'm going to find a solution for my mama. Fast forward to age 38. He'd invested enough money to have $4.5 million of his own money to invest in 6 years of research to come up with something that is so profound. It's changing neuroscience. And basically what he came up with was a pattern that talks to the midbrain that allows you to optimize the function of your body and your health. Now, optimized function is not a term we typically use when we talk about our bodies. But people accept that when they are getting older, that things just disappear on them, their ability to be coordinated, their ability to pick up their feet and walk. People are expecting pain. It's like they're culturized to say, well, old is old. And I guess I guess this is what I get. And I'm one of those people that says, no way, I'm not accepting it. But you know, I'm jumping around a little bit. But at the point in time, I met a friend of mine who was using this product. It's called neurotechnology. I was a huge fall risk. I had been tentatively stepping off of curbs and down steps for about 3 years. I didn't have neuropathy, but I had really bad ankles and bad legs, and I don't think my age. So it was very disappointing to have my body giving me a different message. I didn't like that. It really irritated me a lot. And so when she showed me these, I thought, oh yeah, sure, fine. And I forgot about it for a while. And then it was to the point where I needed to go to a surgeon and either get something corrected. And I went to bed one night and I prayed and I said, what's my other ask? Do I have other options? I woke up the next morning and the message that came across my brain, just like a neon sign would, it said socks. One word, socks. Well, see, the product this lady had showed me was a sock like this. And you see this pattern across here? This pattern actually talks to my midbrain. And if I could do a balance test on any of you now, I could show you how unbalanced you are. I could put this sock on you and you would not move. You would be very, very stable. So all the brain ever needs is good electrical communication to give us our optimized function. So why do we lose function? Well, we lose function because we've had head injuries we've forgotten about. We've fallen. You know, when you jar this up here, if anybody ever thinks about it, this is a hard skull. Did you ever think about this, Luana? And then what you have inside it is jello. Okay. So when you're in a car accident and you hit this part of your head, well, the jello sloshes to the back. Well, guess what? You have 2 points of injury. Now, they could be major, they could be minor, but the point is, your electrical system, after getting shaken up like that, either gets overactive or underactive. And so many people go spend a few thousand dollars on neurofeedback treatments, and sometimes that's 30 or 40 sessions to get this done, to get things back into electrical circuitry. Now you can put on a $45 pair of socks and get the same thing. So if you don't know about your brain, that's fine. But if you do know that you are an electrical system, that this is your master house, your master switch is up here, then whether you understand how it works or not is not the point. You just put this on and you try it out. So what's fascinating is when people put this on, they notice homeostasis within 7 seconds. And we demonstrate that with balance. Homeostasis means everything's coming into a line, goes, oh yeah, I should be working. I should be doing this. I should be giving communication. And so it helps the body optimize its function. It works in a different time space for people to see what changes they might get. But I will talk about one that is very, we have a lot of evidence and research on this. We have a 94% pain reduction with people with diabetic neuropathy. And so people say, well, how does that work? Well, really, I just usually, if I'm at a trade show, I'll set somebody on an insole that also has a pattern. And I'll tell you how these patterns work in just a minute. But the pattern, I sit them down for about 5 minutes and they'll tell me a couple of things. They say, ooh, my feet are feeling warm. I say, good. So what else do you notice? And they go, my leg tickles. I go, yes, it does, because that's the blood flow moving. So a lot of neuropathy is that the nerve endings have stopped communicating to your vascular system. So when this brings the intelligence of your body back, now your blood says, oh, I'm supposed to be moving, and it moves. And so when you get your circulation back, you walk better. So most people with neuropathy, because something's disconnected up here, they shuffle because they want to stay connected. They feel safer if their feet feel connected. What I notice naturally is the minute people get this technology on, they start picking their feet up again. They're not shuffling. So you know anybody who'd kind of like to have that happen for them, Luana?
Well, I was just thinking, I've been noticing here lately, I've been doing some shuffling.
Yeah. So yeah.
Maybe I better try this out.
Yeah. So what I realize is, because I was talking to a doctor friend of mine the other day, is that kids, none of us ever got any education about how our bodies worked so that we truly could provide self-care. We know about massages and mani-pedis, and we know about all the feeling good stuff. Mm-hmm. But we don't know how to come into our body like it's a car and change the oil, add the transmission fluid, change the tires, do that kind of stuff. And we got to do that sometimes. And that's what this sock or this insole allows everybody to do. So let me give you a little bit of the science of this pattern. People say, well, what's in it? Nothing. It's thread. It's a pattern. Why the pattern? Well, the research shows that when that pattern touches your skin, so in this particular case, the ball of the foot, it communicates to here. How? Our skin recognizes light, dark patterns. So this pattern is actually a code. It's a brain code. And then there are other parts of our body, like the our arm right here. I can put a patch on it, a harmony patch, and get the same thing that the socks and the insoles get. So I can put this patch on it. And I think if I hold it up here, maybe you can see a pattern. It's like, it looks like a thumbprint. But it's kind of tough for me to show it to you. But so if you have people who don't wear socks or don't wear insoles, I have an option for them. But let's talk about scientists. You know, they didn't buy into this right away. They actually laughed at the owner. They kicked him out of their offices because he had this product invented in 2010. But they were just laughing him out of the place. And then he finally found the top neuroscientist in the U.S. that teaches neurology and neuroscience to doctors. And this man said, oh, this technology will change neuroscience for the next 100 years. And he has written 8 neuroscience textbooks. And so he wrote a chapter on this technology alone for each of those books and updated all those books. And that's a pretty expensive process. And then the other man who really helped him launch it, his name is Dr. Mark DeBrincat. Dr. Mark had recovered himself from an auto accident with a semi truck. So this is a few years ago, but it took him 17 years from the time of the accident, 8 surgeries, lots of drugs, living in a wheelchair, to get himself fully operational. So he understood the brain. He did neurofeedback. He tried everything that was on the common market. So when he saw this product and tested it on himself, you can imagine what he thought, how this could have helped him years before. He was on board within a day. He was on a plane to see the owner of the company and take over their scientific research project. So it's a It's a, just one of those feel-good stories.
You said he was in a wheelchair. Was he, I mean, I know he wasn't able to go back to where he was before, but could he do some?
Oh, well, it split his pelvis. Mm. So he had a permanent TENS unit implanted in his body. And that's what finally, I think, helped him get out of the chair. But actually, the man mountain bikes, skis, snowboards, hikes now.
Mm-mm-mm. Isn't that something?
And he's actually a friend of mine. He lives just north of me here. And just a delightful person who he showed us how this works. So let's go back to this. It's a miracle that we have it. Jay's mom has upper body function, something she hadn't had for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And she's works with physical therapists all the time because he invests in her. She's probably in her 60s. And so maybe early 60s. But so she's seeing benefits. But I have a testimony page on Facebook. So if anybody gets a hold of me and wants to get onto that, I'll show them how. And you can search anything. It's not a cure. What it is, though, it's an optimizer of brain function. Mm-hmm. And so if people have pain, if they have disabilities, it just brings an additional level of comfort. Energy and stamina is something people want. Now, I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. My breakfast is done by 5:30, and I'm working by 7. And I usually am working through till about 8 o'clock at night, not always as upbeat as I am earlier in the day, but I'm 73. And so I know that if I didn't have this product, and I've worn this product now since 2017, I would not be running at the energy level that I do now. Mm.
The lady runs too.
Yeah, you know, well, I know how to pace myself now. I mean, I definitely am not 35 or 40 anymore, where you just take it all on until you're exhausted, you get a nice sleep, and then you're ready to go again. Mm. I do have to pace, but and I will take a nap every day. It's on the schedule. But this is how I don't fall. See, I have a double hip replacement and a knee replacement. I can't afford to fall and break anything.
Oh my goodness.
So now you know why I lived in the level of fear I lived in. And I am not a person who knows fear. I usually can skip by that. But when you find yourself living in fear, limiting your behavior. So think of all the grandparents that can't crawl around on the floor with their grandkids. Think of people that want to do sports and they can't. So I'm going to say one more thing here. Anybody who wants better sports performance, they get more efficiency of force. So there's a lot of people, they'll work out. And like if I had dumbbells here, I could have somebody do dumbbells until they got tired. Mm-hmm. I could stand them on the insoles and they could immediately do 1/3 to 1/2 more. So it recovery is the other thing. So we have pain management. We have good recovery because your body can just snap back more. It doesn't have to have all these painful recovery processes. And so athletes who use these products absolutely find that they love their enhanced times, their enhanced coordination. You know, they work and work and work and they hit a plateau. If they're wearing this technology, they'll cross that plateau.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, you know, it's always so, I think we're coming close to our time. Mm-hmm. But if people want to get a hold of me, my name is in the bottom corner there. So it's KOUPAL. It's Kopal, like if I said Pope Paul. It's Kopal. And should I do a website or an email?
Yeah, you can do both.
Okay, so both. So my website is marla.v as in Victor, O-X-X, marlavoxlife.com. That's marla.voxlife.com. And then if you want to get a hold of me on email, it's just marla.vibrancy@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's wonderful. There's hope for me.
Yeah, you know, there's hope for everyone. You know, I have one fun story I'm going to share, because there's just so many, and I don't think I put anybody in but my story. I have a friend, she's a physical therapist, and her mom was in her 90s, and her mom was shuffling. And shuffling is also a sign of, you know, it's what happens when you get into some of the mental challenges of the brain too, because it stops telling the body to function well. So she bought little insoles and put them in every one of her mom's shoes. And the nurses started calling her, go, oh man, you got to see your mom. She's scooting around the house. And it took 3 weeks. And then the mom was absolutely back to dressing herself and remembering that it was Saturday and waiting for her at the door on Saturday to go to breakfast with her daughter. The daughter went every Saturday. Mm-hmm. But the third week she was wearing those insoles, she was ready on her own. The nurses were surprised she was already dressed, and she was waiting at the door.
Well, and I'm going to have to try these. Yeah. Because I still like to wear high heels.
Oh, you know? Girl, I gave those up when I was 40.
And it's something I am concerned about, because I am getting up there and I think, oh my gosh, if I fall. But, you know, I can't help it. I still like wearing heels, and I still have them. So
you could, my ankles would, I would crash and burn, because my ankles, I abused them skiing and sailing and water skiing. And I couldn't wear a pair of heels if I tried. You could say, I'll give you $1 million to wear a pair of heels, and as much as I'd want to do it, I can't.
Well, so far, so good. But as I said, I have noticed I'm doing a little bit of shuffling, so I might have to start looking at something else.
Yeah, well, you're perfect for the patch.
I definitely
want to
give this a try, okay?
Yeah.
And see what happens, because, as you know, when you're pushing something, you should know all about it. And the best way to know it, and the best way for me to make sure people contact you, is to be able to say, hey, I've done it and it works, and I believe it.
It is so fun to see people get a twinkle back in their eye. Oh, I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to throw this in. I used to do trade shows before COVID, but if anybody was walking by on a walker, and we, you know, where they're all stooped over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that goes when the midbrain isn't talking is your posture goes, because it doesn't know it's supposed to be straight up. It's like the radar is gone. The gyroscope isn't talking to the body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always stand them on an insole, and they're looking down here at me at my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And within 7 seconds, they're looking me in my eyeballs. That was just to see their face. The miracle was always so delightful to see.
Oh, I bet it has to be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's amazing to think what science can do today.
Yeah,
versus yesterday.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a gift. I mean, the owner of this company, we have a mission to help 1 billion people reach their wellness potential. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is not a company, anybody can sell this product, but this is not a company that you work with unless you love this product, because you won't get it. Mm-hmm. It's got value in giving people their life back. It's just like, when you see my enthusiasm now, mm-hmm. I can tell you that I will wear this. I plan on being here past 100. So I'm wearing this stuff for another 30 years. So,
hey, girl, I'm going to be here for 120. So you might as well be here with me.
Okay. Well, then let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
And, you know, today, so many of us are living longer. And I can't speak for everyone, but I don't plan on sitting in my chair thinking about yesterday.
Right. Well, you know,
I want to live my life to the fullest every single day that the Lord blessed me to be here.
Yes. You know, I think there is something called successful aging. Now, people laugh at me. Mm-hmm. Well, we know aging happens. I'm not talking about we're all, you know, going to find the fountain of youth. I'm talking about successful aging is staying at the optimum function that we can so that we don't have to keep giving things up. We might slow down our pace, but what the heck is wrong with having it all until just one day, boom, out the door?
Yeah. Well, I never thought of it as successful aging, but I do believe in aging gracefully and to continue being able to do the things that you've always done. I haven't let anything stop me, and I'm right there with you age-wise.
So, yeah.
You know, I am not slowing down, and I'm hoping no one else does either. And especially since we have products like you're sharing with us today that can help us. So listen, if you're having any of the symptoms that she was talking about today, please get in contact with her and try these things out. Give them your contact information once more before we close out.
Sure. The website is marla.voxlife, VOXXLIFE.com. And my email is marla.vibrancy@gmail.com. And my phone number, if anybody wants to call, I'm in Colorado, is 719-964-2268.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming on today. I really appreciate the fact that you took the time and trouble to share with us. And all of you, we thank you for being a part of the program today. And I do pray that you will take advantage of what she has to offer. I certainly am. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to do it now because I don't want to be looking down. I want to continue with my head up.
And yeah.
Marching out that door with my high heels on.
Little sachet won't hurt either.
There you go. This is Courage to Live Your Dreams. And our program is all about helping you. We have guests who come on, share the things that they've done. And sometimes they tell us about the troubles they had getting to the point that they are. And we hope that each time you get something out of it, so that you too will step out on your own. If you got a dream, don't be afraid to live it. There's always someone who can help you. You just have to ask for it. All right? That's the key. Ask for help. And be careful of who you surround yourself with. So until the next time, as I always tell everyone every single week, please stay safe and always keep the faith.